This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, you're tuned into Raise Your Game. I'm Tasha Fusil. The 21st century has brought with it a creative knowledge economy in which workers face complex, open-ended problems that don't necessarily come with ready-made standard solutions. John Lim is the founder and chief operations officer of the Center for Asia Leadership Initiatives, a social profit organization that focuses on organizing leadership programs, consulting services, and education programs for institutions, schools, and corporations. He's with us today to share some of the skills needed to walk into any professional setting in order to tackle complex problems. Welcome to the show, John.
It's great to be here.
Tell me, what does the 21st century workplace look like and how might things have changed?
Okay, so the 21st century workplace is built on the notion that as societies become more affluent, as they become more global, and as they become more connected to the world, the economy grows to a different stage. First, it was the agricultural economy. Then it was the industrial economy. Then it was the knowledge economy. The economy that workers are facing these days, even in Malaysia, is that it's called the conceptual economy, where workers are expected to come in and they need to face new and complex problems that sometimes they don't really have any solution available. They have to learn. They have to constantly learn. They have to work with other people, people who are different, and collaborate with them and figure these things out.
The term and practice of innovation was something that, you know, I never learned in school. No one ever said you have to learn how to be innovative. These are the ways to do it. And maybe that's not the way to go about it, but it seems to be like the buzzword of the decade in the business world. Why do you think that there is this huge spotlight on innovation?
So there's a huge spotlight on innovation because as the economy grows to a more sophisticated level, people are expected in every business activity to create new value where value hasn't been seen before. And they have to work with others to create new solutions to those problems, to create new value, to create new meaning, to create financial value as well. Innovation itself, it's really connected to the term of design thinking. Some of the most innovative products and services are usually associated with, for example, Silicon Valley, where Apple, Facebook, where some of the most innovations of the world come from. Design thinking is based on the premise that people need to really see the human in the center and figuring out how the needs and emotions of them when they encounter the world. If you can understand that and first have empathy, and then that's where you can start to define the needs and start to define the problems that are actually present, start to ideate solutions, start to prototype, and then just continually test. It's an iterative, innovation is an iterative process, meaning you won't get it right the first time. But if you iterate, meaning if you try again, overcome failure, have this mindset of constant improvement and constant learning, That's where innovation comes from. And that's why it's so important to always develop yourself, to always be lifelong learner.
Well, when you talk about developing yourself, what sort of skills should you really look at developing?
You know, we all go to school, and I know this is a generalization, but in Asia, there's this idea that a lot of the learning we get is very, very passive. Mm-hmm. It's very different than some of the best schools in the world, which are in, for example, maybe Harvard or Stanford. Of course, you get the most sophisticated and cutting-edge knowledge, but that's not enough. The next step is to actually create a platform in which to practice that knowledge, in which to create new things with that knowledge. So we call that learning by doing, but there's also learning by being.
Okay.
There's knowledge with that knowledge, with the things that you create. How can you bring purpose to it? How can you create initiatives or products or services that actually can benefit the community? So just kind of going back, We call that learning by the head or Learning by knowledge.
Okay.
That's the basic kind of education that we have. But there's also learning by doing. That's where we have the skills and create new things, innovation. But there's also learning by being. That's learning of the heart, where we have to develop our character, where we have to develop leadership. Now, for developing ourselves, going back to that framework of learning by knowing, doing, and being, some of the skills that are needed are basic, like, communication skills, conveying not only to people who are like you, but people who are very different than you, people who have very, very different interests, but also collaboration, learning how to work with them and figure out ways to find the shared purpose and to build that trust. For learning by being, some of those things are empathy, figuring out where people are coming from, figuring out where their interests lie, and how to motivate others. Another trait of learning by being is adaptability, because change is coming so quickly these days, especially with the sophisticated technology and information flowing so quickly. You have to be willing to change your strategy. You have to be willing to see if something is not working, to be not committed to it, and then figuring out ways to tweak your strategy, tweak your products, tweak your services. So constant learning. And that's not always easy. I would say another trait of learning by being is also having citizenship, because this ties along with environmental issues. This ties along with really being an enterprise that can work for the community. And it's not only short-term benefits that we're trying to find, but it's really more what's more important is long-term benefits, figuring out, seeing how you can build trust with your consumer, how to build trust with your clients and partners as well.
But I like what you said, though. I like that, you know, you've described it in a different way, that it's about learning by doing and by being. It's, it makes it easier to digest. But I think you've really got to make a very conscious effort every day, almost every minute even, if this is not something you're familiar with.
Yeah. There's one workshop I do where there's an activity called the marshmallow exercise.
Sounds fun.
It's very fun. And what we do is they're given 20 sticks of spaghetti, one marshmallow, 1 meter of string, 1 meter of tape. And there's a group of about 4 to 5 people. I mean, this is a classic game in innovation. And they're given 18 minutes to build a tower. Teams compete with each other. The basic takeaway of the game is that you have to be willing to put the marshmallow on top for whatever you built and test it, even if your tower falls down. So what I mean is, once they build the tower, you have to put the marshmallow on top to see if everything will hold.
Yeah.
And the more times you do that, the more successful you'll be. But you have to encounter failure all the time. And they've done studies on this activity, and the most successful participants of this game are not graduates of MBAs, but graduates of kindergarten, because they're playing. They don't. Everything is new to them,
right?
And they have a beginner's mindset,
right?
And they're able to see the world in a fresh way. So new things are just normal to them, and they're okay with failure because it's not really failure to them. It's something new to learn. So that's one thing about design thinking. That's one thing about a 21st century skill. Failure shouldn't be seen as failure. It should be as a learning opportunity, figuring out a way to just tweak yourself, tweak your strategy, and make changes that you need to make.
John Lim, here to speak to us about innovation skills for the 21st century workplace. We'll be back in a bit, so stay tuned. This is Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9. Good morning, this is Raise Your Game. I'm Tasha Fusil. We're still here with John Lim, who is the founder and chief operations officer of the Center of Asia Leadership Initiatives. He's down at the moment to teach a workshop called Innovation Skills for the 21st Century Workplace. And that's happening at the Harvard Sunway Executive Leadership School. Can you tell me a little bit about the program that you're running here for the young professionals, and how do you really inculcate this message that you want to get across to them? Like, the best way for them to learn, is it through these, you know, like these marshmallow, what do you call it? The
marshmallow challenge.
Like these practical exercises. Is that the best way?
Yeah. Going back to our framework, which is of learning by knowing, learning by doing, learning by being. That's our philosophy, our learning philosophy. So we actually, all participants in our workshop, which we're doing this summer, we're doing two programs with Sunway International School as well as Sunway University. One is for high school students and one is for young professionals.
Okay.
Currently, we're doing a program at the Graduate Center. My particular workshop is called Skills for the 21st Century. A lot of our content is from Harvard University as well as Stanford University because our teaching fellows are from those schools. But we develop it, customize it for our audiences, and our real goal is to create an impactful learning experience that can really help grow you, help really improve, and really help you, achieve your goals. We have this framework, and each participant in this program takes one leadership workshop and one innovation workshop. And all our programs are experiential, simulation, and game-based. And we create this platform, this learning platform, that basically is a very impactful learning experience. And students, participants have a lot of fun. You know, some of the feedback we've gotten is like it's really the best learning experience they've had. We intentionally develop it with our customer in mind. And this is our fifth time in Malaysia to do this program. And we are going to continually develop new programs in Malaysia with Sunway Education Group.
Okay. So coming out of a workshop like that, a program like that where, you know, you learn so much, how do you then sustain whatever it is that you've absorbed in that time?
Okay. Well, that's a great question. I mean, it all comes down to, you know, you have to have a personal plan for your professional development. We have this analogy at the Harvard Kennedy School of the dance floor and the balcony.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you're kind of in the middle of life, in the middle of work, things are sometimes chaotic. Things are confusing, and you can't really make sense of it. Professional development does for you is you're able to step back and stand on the balcony and look at the dance floor and look at the way, at the group dynamics, look at your life, look at your purposes, look at your end goals, look at your weaknesses, and then figure out ways to develop, you know, your own narrative, figure out ways to reinforce yourself, think about new directions that you can take. And people don't, that's not always a natural thing to do.
Right.
Sometimes we are just always lost kind of on that dance floor. We have to really intentionally step away from it and develop ourselves. And I think that's the only way to sustain it.
How often should you sort of, you know, it sounds like, you know, when you're on that balcony, you're evaluating everything. You're sort of assessing how things are going, I suppose. Is that a fair assumption?
Assessing, I would say the better word is to reflect on the dance floor, reflect on your work life, reflect on your family life, reflect on your professional life and your professional growth, and just see what can be done differently, see where the weaknesses are. You know, you develop yourself professionally, but another good practice to have is also to just have mentors. Mentors, I would say, can be trusted colleagues, preferably not in the same department, but someone that can listen to your challenges that you're facing and give good feedback, or at least someone to listen to you so that you can be able to think about the problems or challenges that you're facing and think of it in a more intelligent way.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Yeah. It was a pleasure for me too.
That was John Lim, the founder of the Center for Asia Leadership Initiatives. You've been listening to Raise Your Game on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.